జయ గోపీ జన వల్లభ గిరివర ధారీ. జయ గోపీ జన వల్లభ గిరివర ధారీ. యశోదానందన వ్రజ జన రంజన యశోదానందన వ్రజ జన రంజన యమునా తీరావనచారీ యమునా తీరావనచారీ జయ రాధా మాధవ కుంజ బిహారీ. జయ రాధా మాధవ కుంజ బిహారీ. జయ గోపీ జన వల్లభ గిరివర ధారీ. జయ గోపీ జన వల్లభ గిరివర ధారీ. యశోదానందన వ్రజ జన రంజన యశోదానందన వ్రజ జన రంజన యశోదానందన వ్రజ జన రంజన యశోదానందన వ్రజ జన రంజన యమున తీరావనచారీ యమున తీరావనచారీ. జయ రాధా మాధవ కుంజ బిహారీ. జయ రాధా మాధవ కుంజ బిహారీ. జయ రాధా మాధవ కుంజ బిహారీ. ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ. ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ. ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ. నారాయణం నమస్కృత్య నరం చైవ నరోత్తమం దేవీం సరస్వతీం వ్యాసం తతో జయ ముదీరే. నష్టప్రాయేషు అభద్రేషు నిత్యం భాగవత సేవయా. భగవతి ఉత్తమ శ్లోకే భక్తిర్భవతి నైష్టికీ.
Hare Krishna. Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 1, Chapter 9, entitled The Passing Away of Bhishma Dev, Text 17. Sorry, Text 16.
Nahi asya karhi chidrajan puman veda viditsitam yad vijnanasya yukta muyanti kavayopihi nahi asya karhi chidrajan puman veda viditsitam yad vijnanasya yukta muyanti kavayopihi nahi asya karhi chidrajan puman veda viditsitam yad vijnanasya yukta muyanti kavayopihi. Nahi asya karhi chidrajan puman veda viditsitam muyanti kavayopihi.
Matajis? Translation.
No, never. He, certainly. Asya, his. Karhichit, whatsoever. Rajan, O king. Puman, anyone. Veda, knows. Viditsitam, plan. Yat, which. Vijidnyasaya, with exhaustive inquiries. Yuktaha, being engaged. Muyanti, bewildered. Kavayaha, great philosophers. Api, even. He, certainly. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Translation. O King, no one can know the plan of the Lord, Sri Krishna. Even though great philosophers inquire exhaustively, they are bewildered. Purport. The bewilderment of Maharaj Yudhishthir over his past sinful acts and the resultant sufferings, etc., is completely negated by the great authority Bhishma, one of the 12 authorized persons. Bhishma wanted to impress upon Maharaj Yudhishthir that since time immemorial, no one, including such demigods as Shiva and Brahma, could ascertain the real plan of the Lord. So what can we understand about it? It is useless also to inquire about it. Even the exhaustive philosophical inquiries of sages cannot ascertain the plan of the Lord. The best philosophy is simply to abide by the orders of the Lord without argument. The sufferings of the Pandavas were never due to their past deeds. The Lord had to execute the plan of establishing the kingdom of virtue, and therefore His own devotees suffered temporarily in order to establish the conquest of virtue. Bhishmadeva was certainly satisfied by seeing the triumph of virtue, and he was glad to see King Yudhishthir on the throne, although he himself fought against him. Even a great fighter like Bhishma could not win the battle of Kurukshetra because the Lord wanted to show that vice cannot conquer virtue, regardless of who tries to execute it. Bhishmadeva was a great devotee of the Lord, but he chose to fight against the Pandavas by the will of the Lord because the Lord wanted to show that a fighter like Bhishma cannot win on the wrong side. Om Agyan Timirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha Shri Chaitanya Mano Bhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurum Vaishnavamsta Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunatham Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhan Vitamsha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Shri Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpataru Vyascha Kripa Sindhu Bevacha Patitanam Pavane Bhyo Vaishnave Bhyo Namo Namaha Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Pashyata Deshatarine Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivashadi Gauravaktavrinda Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare O King, no one can know the plan of the Lord, Shri Krishna. Even though great philosophers inquire exhaustively, they are bewildered. Hare Krishna. So, a warm welcome to the devotees who have assembled over here for the daily Srimad Bhagavatam discussion. And I start by begging for blessings of all the assembled devotees, devotees who are here, who are listening remotely, all my worshipable God brothers, God sisters, my father. I beg for blessings from everyone before I begin speaking on this very exalted topic from Srimad Bhagavatam. We are discussing the passing away of Bhishma Dev, one of the Mahajans, one of the great Mahajans, we can learn many lessons from this chapter. There's a lot of every verse practically, there is something that, you know, is there which we can learn from. And of course, the whole pastime of Bhishma Dev passing teaches us that in what consciousness, how one should, you know, leave one's body. It's a very beautiful, instructive chapter. So the background of this whole pastime and what verse we are reading today is Yudhishthir Maharaj, who is a pure devotee of the Supreme Lord of Krishna. He is a person who has suffered all his life, right from his childhood. He was orphaned at an early age and suffering all through, unwanted. Nobody wants to be unwanted. It's not a nice feeling to be unwanted. That someone very directly expresses to you, you are not wanted over here. You are not needed. We don't want you. We hate you. So that feeling is not a nice feeling. So Yudhishthir had that feeling right from his childhood, unwanted. The Kauravas made it amply clear, you are unwanted over here. And suffering all his life, all kinds of difficulties, so much suffering. But now finally the Kurukshetra war is over. After everything is over, he continues to suffer. You know, anyone else in his place would probably have said, very good, they deserved it. They all, you know, made me suffer, I have given it back to them. You know, revenge, you know that. But he never had that attitude. He was only fighting this war because it was Dharma Yuddha and he is Dharmaraj. So therefore his heart was always pure. But still, because of the large scale destruction, he felt somehow responsible for it. And he felt that, you know, I have caused so much suffering, and so soft-hearted a person that he felt, he started suffering because he was causing suffering to others. He felt, I am the cause of the suffering. And over the last few days we've been hearing, devotees have been explaining that actually it is, you know, Bhishma Dev in the previous verse also, previous verses is explained that it is not you who caused this. It is all happening by the influence of time, Kala. And therefore you need not feel, you know, feel guilty about it. And in today's verse, Bhishma, you know, consoles him that this is all happening as per the plan of Krishna. It is happening as per whatever has happened is happening. And you know, the Acharya says that you know, he pointed at Krishna. One of the Acharyas have explained over here that because here it is said the Lord, but Bhishma Dev is very clear. He points, iski wajah se hua hai, ye jo khade na beech mein yahan pe, Krishna Bhagwan, unke wajah se hua hai, it's happened because of him. So the important point here in this verse, and we'll try and focus on that, there's one more point that Srila Prabhupada makes in the purport towards the end. If time permits, we'll talk about that as well. But the important, and I'll just mention it, that Prabhupada says that, you know, if you are fighting on the side of adharma, no matter who you are, even if you are a great devotee like Bhishma Dev, you are one of the 12 Mahajans, you will still be defeated. So that's one point. But the main point of this verse that, you know, Bhishma Dev talks about, and Prabhupada also emphasizes in the purport, no one can know the plan, no one can ascertain, know and understand the plan of Krishna. The Supreme Lord, what plan he has, no one can understand that. It's very difficult to understand. You know, as there is that song, Dunya Banane Wale, Kya Tere Man Mein Samai, Kahe Ko Dunya Banai. So, why are we here? Why are we suffering? Why is there happiness? Why is there suffering? We don't know. We don't understand. And what is the plan of Krishna in creating this material world? Kyun banaya? Why he made like this? Why he made it in such a way that sometimes there is happiness, sometimes there is suffering. Mostly there is suffering, sometimes there is happiness. We make so many plans, but they all get destroyed. As they say, man proposes, God disposes. We make all kinds of plans. Kitna plan banate hain? Ki hum ye karenge, wo karenge. Ye karenge, wo karenge. We'll do so many things. We will build a big house. We will take this membership. We will enjoy, we will go on vacations and this and that. So many plans we make. But in reality, we are not able to fulfill any of our plans. It's very difficult, you know, to, in this material world, while the whole world, the whole system of education, you know, the whole system of education, what does it teach us? The whole philosophy behind education and all the modern day, you know, gurus, so to say, modern day WhatsApp gurus, modern day Facebook, Instagram and LinkedIn gurus. What are they saying? They're telling us, jo chahiye tum pa sakte ho. You can be what you want to be. You can do what you want to do. You can get it. Just keep going. Good. It's nice. We have to be ambitious. We have to be, you know, focused on our goal. But we have to also understand that we may make all plans and make all efforts, but not everyone will be successful. Which stories do we hear in life? We hear the stories of those who failed and then rose. Or those who, you know, succeeded straight away. Unka stories apne ko sunne ko milta and we derive great inspiration. But there's a vast majority who neither failed nor succeeded. They were somewhere in between. Vast, the maximum quantity is there. The small 2% this side, 2% this side, who failed and then succeeded or just succeeded straight away. Otherwise, rest are all in the middle. So we may make plans, बट वी हैव टू सरेंडर टू द प्लान ऑफ द सुप्रीम लॉर्ड. भगवान जो हमारे लिए सोच के रखा है वही होने वाला है. एंड क्या सोच के रखा है, वॉट इज ही प्लान फॉर अस एज पर वॉट वी प्लान इन आर प्रीवियस लाइफ टाइम. प्रीवियस लाइफ टाइम वॉट डिजायर वी हैड, वॉट कर्मा वी डिड, अकॉर्डिंगली इस लाइफ का प्लान इज ऑलरेडी सेट. इट्स सेट. वाई डू यू थिंक समबडी इज बॉर्न यू नो इन नेपेंसी रोड, नेपेंसी रोड इज दैट डिरेक्शन आई थिंक, समबडी इज बॉर्न इन नेपेंसी रोड एंड समबडी इज बॉर्न इन यू नो इन धारावी. वाई समबडी इज बॉर्न इन चेन्नई, समबडी इज बॉर्न इन न्यूजीलैंड. कोई कारण तो होगा. चांस कैन नॉट बी सो रैंडम. नो देर इज अ लॉ, देर इज अ प्लान फॉर एवरी लिविंग एंटिटी इन दिस यूनिवर्स. एवरी वन देर इज वन प्लान. इट्स अमेजिंग इजंट इट. सो भीष्म देव ही इज कंसोलिंग युधिष्ठिर बाय टेलिंग हिम दैट डोंट गेट एजिटेटेड बाय व्हाट इज हैपनिंग. चिंतित मत हो, एजिटेटेड मत हो, नो पॉइंट. ही सेइंग दैट दिस इज ऑल हैपनिंग अंडर द प्लान ऑफ कृष्णा. व्हाट कृष्णा डज इज एक्चुअली वेरी इनएक्सप्लिकेबल. You know, if you see Lord Ram, largely he was what we call Maryada Purushottam. Everything was ekdam kaide se. Everything went, you know, very, very streamlined. Exactly, you could predict what Lord Ram will do next because it's very, very, very streamlined. But Krishna is not like that. Very difficult to understand why that, you know, the Supreme Lord Krishna. The sweetest part of Krishna's pastimes on this earth, Krishna Leela, sweetest part is what? His childhood pastimes in Vrindavan. Very sweet with his Gopa friends, with the gopis, with his parents, with, you know, all the other Brajavasis. There's so much love that was flowing like a torrents of a river. It was just flowing continuously. So much rasa being exchanged between the Brajavasis and Krishna. So much love. Out of all the devotees of the Supreme Personality of Godhead Krishna, whom do we say? We call him Brajeshatanyas, you know, and Tad Dham Vrindavan. That the Supreme Lord is Krishna, his Dham is Vrindavan, and the residents of Vrindavan are the most worshipable devotees of Krishna. They are the highest level of devotees. But Krishna, after he spent 11-12 years there, he never went back. He never went back. He promised that I will come. Before leaving, he promised the gopis, he promised his parents, he promised, I'll be back. He never went back. So, any which way we look at it, okay, as devotees, any which way we look at it, though the acharyas explained to us and everything, at our level, we can't understand. Very difficult. Lord Ramchandra, he went through so much difficulty to rescue Mother Sita. Itna takleef uthaya. You know, he built a bridge across the ocean, took monkeys as soldiers, and then defeated Ravan, killed Kumbhakarna, killed Meghnad, killed so many people had to be killed before he could get that one person back. You know, it is modern day people say it is the greatest love story ever. This is the greatest love story ever, not Taj Mahal. This one. Taj Mahal is what you built, one nice thing, you know, beautiful, no doubt. Very beautiful, built as a, you know. But it is one, you imagine building a bridge across the ocean. For whom? For one person. Killing so many, some people got killed because of that. So, after going through all that effort to rescue Mother Sita, what happened? Comes back, few years pass, and someone passes one remark and he says, okay, you know, tells Lakshman, please leave her in the forest under Valmiki Muni, let her be there. I cannot have her as my queen because the Praja is objecting to it. And if I, Yadyad Acharati Shrestha Tatta Devetaro Jana, Sayat Pramanam Kurute Lokastadanu Vartate, if I, as a leader, if I don't follow the rules, if I, you know, just independently say, theek hai, I am the king, so I can do it. I am Supreme Lord, so I can do anything. No. I have to set the example. In the Gita, Krishna says that I have to set the example, otherwise people will think that this is all right, you can do anything. So, we can't understand. Lakshman, when, you know, even when after Lakshman brought Mother Sita, you know, and she was brought before Lord Ram, first time after the rescue, you know, after Ravana was killed, she was brought in front of her, brought in front of Lord Ram. You know, Lord Ram ordered Lakshman build a pyre, you know, build a fire, and you know, she'll have to take Agni Pariksha. And Lakshman is, kya matlab, what is this? Why, my lord? She is pure. How can you even think? But Ram said, no, it has to be done. Of course, yeah. As I said, you know, some of these stories we don't understand why Lord does, but we have to accept. Acharyas explained to us. I'll come to that later. So much pain, so much pain. Why? We don't know. Then, you know, as it is explained in this particular verse, the devotees of the Lord sometimes have to go through great suffering. Sometimes more suffering than even non-devotees. Those who are not devotees of the Lord, they go through their own suffering, but devotees ko kuch aisa special quota milta hai, aisa lagta hai kabhi kabhi. You know, they get some special mercy. We see in the stories in Srimad Bhagavatam, like Prahlad Maharaj. Prahlad Maharaj, what was his, unka dosh kya tha? What was his fault? There was no fault. He was just the son of a demon. That was his fault. That's it. Son of a demon. And therefore, because he is born in the family of a demon, he is supposed to show allegiance to the demon behavior of his father. He is supposed to show solidarity, support. Yes, you're a demon, I'm your son, I'm also a demon. But he chose not to. He kept performing devotional service in his heart, always remembering the Supreme Lord, Smaranam. He never ever, for any reason, father threatened him in so many ways. You imagine a young child of 5 years old, if someone comes with swords to cut their head, if someone comes to us, we're adults, हमने तो हम कहते हैं मैंने बहुत दुनिया देखी है, बाल ऐसे ही सफेद नहीं हुए, राइट? वी समटाइम्स वी मेक दैट डायलॉग टू आवर चिल्ड्रन, स्पेशली वी ट्राई टू टेल देम, तुमसे ज्यादा दिवालियां देखी है मैंने, आई हैव सीन द वर्ल्ड. बट इफ समवन कम्स विद अ स्वॉर्ड इन फ्रंट ऑफ यू टू चॉप ऑफ योर हेड, वॉट इज योर एक्सपीरियंस एंड ऑल योर वाइज विजडम एंड एवरीथिंग गोइंग टू हेल्प? नथिंग. यू विल बी शिवरिंग इमीडिएटली, बॉडी स्टार्ट्स ट्रेम्बलिंग इन फियर, यू नो, इट्स लाइक अ adrenaline starts rushing and, you know, fight or flight, jo kehte na, you immediately want to run away. But Prahlad Maharaj was always surrendered with his eyes closed, remembering the Lord. And the sword could not touch him. Nothing happened to him. He could not be harmed. He was thrown in a pit of snakes. He didn't die. He was burnt in a fire, Holika. Every year, a lot of people burn trees during Holi without knowing why they are doing it. So this Holika, it's a celebration of that thing, that a supreme devotee of the Lord on that day, you know, someone tried to, not that day, maybe it was not that day, that someone tried to burn him, and he was saved from the fire. So much suffering. We see Ambarish Maharaj. Ambarish Maharaj, again, description is given in the Bhagavatam, what a pure devotee, that he used every portion of his body and his life in the service of the Supreme Lord. He used his eyes to see the Lord. He used his nose to smell the tulsi and the garlands of the Lord. He used his body to, you know, to serve the devotees, to embrace the devotees. Everything. His every limb of his body he was utilizing in the service of the Lord. But simply because, and he was fasting for whom? For the benefit of his subjects. He was a king, Raja Rishi. And he was doing a whole year fast. Why? For the benefit of his subjects, for the benefit of his citizens in his kingdom. And then Durvasmani comes, and Durvasmani says that, okay, I'd like to have prasad. Say, okay, let's have prasad together, you know, I'm also about to break my fast. So Durvasmani says, I'll just take a bath and come. And he doesn't come only. Doesn't come, long time. Finally, the muhurta, the time, paran timing is going for breaking the fast. So then the advisors of the king, they tell him, okay, it's okay, you can take little water. Just drink a little water. Because he's been fasting for even water. They told that you take a little water, and by drinking that water, neither your fast is broken, nor your fast is unbroken. It's like, hua bhi and nahi bhi hua. So it's okay. So he drinks water, and then immediately, you know, Durvas comes to know. That time only he comes back. He says, oh, You said you'll break fast with me, but you broke before me. How can you do this? And he then, you know, creates a monster on the spot to kill him. And Ambarish Maharaj, pure devotee again, like Prahlad. See, this is the reaction of a devotee, that when they are faced with these kind of difficulties come, they come in everyone's life. I don't think anyone over here can say ki mera life to bada smooth hai, ekdam streamlined, mere ko ek paise ka koi difficulty nahi hai. Nobody can say that. Everyone is struggling in some way or the other, right? So, if we are faced with difficulty, what is our reaction? And what is the reaction of these pure devotees? So, Ambarish Maharaj immediately folds his hand, Rake Krishna Mareke, Mare Krishna Rake. My Lord, if you want to kill me, here I am, take my life, no problem. Because a devotee, a pure devotee knows that even if I am leaving my body, this body I am leaving, I'll have, you know, my Lord, I'll be in my Lord's service wherever I go. Whether I go back to Godhead and I get a spiritual body, or I get another body in another species or in another, another planet also. The devotee doesn't mind. He is willing to accept, he or she is willing to accept whatever the Lord gives. They accept the plan of the Lord. They accept it. They don't try to fight it. Okay, jo bhi hai, Bhagwan, aapki ichcha ye hai, koi baat nahi. I will accept it, right? Similarly, Haridas Thakur, beaten through 22 marketplaces, Pandavas, what kind of suffering. It's a real, as we call in the, you know, in colloquial language we say, right, sob story. Mahabharat, while it is very exciting to read, for those of you who have read Mahabharat, you would understand what I mean. If you have not read it, please start reading immediately. But it is just such an exciting read, you know, you can't keep it down. Once you start reading, you have to keep reading. You don't feel satisfaction. So Mahabharat is like that, but it is a sob story. Sob story of whom? It's a sob story of the Pandavas. What kind of suffering they went through, end to end. Then another pastime that is very, very difficult to understand. So this is all happening under whom? It is happening under the watch of the Supreme Lord. These are pure devotees who have no other intention than to serve Krishna. Unka life ka yehi hetu hai. This is the purpose of their life, to serve Krishna. But still, they are going through so much difficulties. How do we understand? How can we reconcile, right? So, in the Mahabharata itself, right now, you know, I've been reading this this part of the Mahabharata where Abhimanyu is killed. Abhimanyu. And before that, there are so many instances of the Pandavas being saved. Okay, the Pandavas, while they went through all kinds of suffering, Lakshagraha, poisoning, this, that, another, every time Krishna saved them. When Durvas came with his 60,000 disciples, ready to eat prasad but no prasad, and ready to curse, he is always willing to curse. But Krishna came personally he came, just out of nowhere he just manifested there. Now he is somewhere in Dwarka probably, but because Draupadi is in anguish, she is in great anxiety that what will happen now? We have to feed these 60,000 disciples of Durvas, who is going to come in few minutes, and Akshay Patra I have already eaten, so there is nothing left. And she's like, oh Krishna, save us, Govinda, what do we do? And Krishna manifests immediately. Like he manifested as an unlimited sari, he manifests himself over there. And he saves the day. So many times he saved Arjuna. He saved Arjuna from Bhishma. When Bhishma was attacking him, he himself got down from the chariot, picked up the wheels, and Bhishma was waiting for that only. He wanted to see that. Krishna coming and breaking his vow. So he left his weapons and he's standing there. Come Krishna, come kill me. Right? Bhishma is also another pure devotee, different rasa, but a pure devotee. So, he saved him from Bhishma. He saved him once from Karna also. When Karna shot an arrow, Krishna, you know, pressed his toe down and the chariot went down. So the arrow just took the crown of Arjun and, you know, went fast. Otherwise that would have killed. So many stories in the Mahabharata is full of stories. Every time Krishna said, no, don't do like this, do like this. Do this. Everyone bow down. Now Narayanastra is coming. Everyone bow down, otherwise you'll be killed. So many stories. Everywhere Krishna kept saving the Pandavas. However, Abhimanyu, who is the son of Arjuna, who is the son of his sister Subhadra, nephew, his nephew. We say that the word nepotism, which everyone talks about today, comes from the word nephew. One who is favoring his nephew. Apni behen ka beta ya bhai ka beta. Usko hum log nephew bolte hain. So nephew, and what nephew? This nephew Abhimanyu grew up under the care of Krishna. Because when the Pandavas were in exile, they were in exile in the forest for 13 years. In those 13 years, where was Abhimanyu? He was living with Krishna in Dwarka. Krishna has personally trained him. Personally given lot of love and affection to Abhimanyu. But in this war, he allows him to be killed. He saved all the Pandavas on innumerable occasions. But someone is so dear to him, he allowed him to be killed. Very difficult to, you know, accept. But that's how it is. You know, we see Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. This story of Maharaj Pratap Rudra. Pratap Rudra Maharaj was again a wonderful devotee. He was serving the Vaishnavas who were in Jagannath Puri. When the devotees came to Jagannath Puri, he just gave immediately everything. You know, he started serving them, putting garlands for them, welcoming them, organizing for prasad, water, everything. So beautifully arranged for everything for the service of the Vaishnavas. And then he had a desire to meet Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Supreme Lord. He felt, let me get one opportunity to meet him. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu refused to meet him. He said, no, he is a Vishayi, he is a king, I don't want to meet him. I am a sannyasi. Sannyasi should not be meeting a king. And he held on to this point, no matter how many times the devotees came and begged, Lord, ek bar darshan de do. He is a pure devotee, he is a wonderful, he is not like a regular king who is attached to, you know, wine and women. He is a wonderful devotee, my Lord, please meet him. No. And finally, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, if you force me like this, I will leave Jagannath Puri. So then after that, what people will say? It's okay, my Lord, be here, it's okay. Then they sent the son of Pratap Rudra Maharaj, you go and meet. Then Lord embraced the son, and Pratap Rudra Maharaj felt that by that embrace, I got his embrace. He was very, very grateful. But the Lord didn't meet him. Officially, till the end, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did not meet him. Now, as a devotee, imagine Pratap Rudra, what he is going through. Ki, main to sab sincerely mera bhakti kar raha hun. I have not committed any offense. I am serving the Vaishnavas. If we were in that position, what would we feel? Suppose our guru refuses to meet us. You know, we say, Maharaj, we want to meet you. No. You are a Vishayi. Vishayi? Maharaj, please, I just want, just one darshan. We want one darshan. We tell the devotees, just one second, I just want to come in front of him. Just pay obeisances and go. I don't want to talk to him, you know. I'll just pay obeisances, look at him and go. No, I don't want to see him also. Imagine if this were to happen to us. What would we immediately, we would become indignant. Matlab? Maharaj doesn't know how much seva I am doing. He is not aware. Immediately, you know, we may not say like this, but in our heart we start feeling ki, you know, itna seva kiya, itna saal, yahi sila mila milko, what is this? You know, immediately we become very indignant, very angry, you know, and like that. But imagine what Pratap Rudra Maharaj is going through, right? He is actually, practically, he is supporting all the Vaishnavas in Jagannath Puri. Financially, the king is supporting all the Brahmanas, all the devotees. But still, he doesn't even get darshan of the Lord. And finally, he gets darshan how? During the Rath Yatra, the devotee is telling you, disguise yourself as a devotee. And you, when the Lord, when he is tired after dancing in the kirtan, he will go to this Jagannath Vallabh garden. In that garden, you go dressed as a mendicant and then you serve him. Then you will get to see his darshan. And that's what he does. And finally, he goes and, you know, massages the lotus feet of the Lord while singing, you know, from the Bhagavatam Gopi Geet, he's singing. The Lord is Bhurida, Bhurida. He's very pleased with the service of this person and therefore he gives him his mercy. But officially, never happened. So how do we understand, you know, the Yadavas? Yesterday, you know, Prabhuji also mentioned the Yadavas. Krishna arranged for them to kill each other in a drunken stupor. They were drunk. you know, having, you're kind of intoxicated. In an intoxicated state, they started killing each other by the plan of the Lord. Imagine the immediate associates of the Lord. His, you know, his brothers, his cousins, his sons, daughters, granddaughters, grandsons, his friends, his uncles, aunts, grandfathers, everyone, all destroyed in front of him. They're all killing each other. No matter how much, see, we, the acharyas explained to us, but it's difficult to accept. This is the plan of the Lord. We see in the life of a devotee, like more recent, we look at Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada, how much struggle he went through. He says, right now what we see these grand opulent temples, beautiful Vyasasan where Srila Prabhupada is seated, beautiful altar where Shishirada Gopinath and deities like this all over the world are worshipped with so much opulence, with so much love and care. It's a system that's been set up by Srila Prabhupada all over the world. So with this, we feel ki kitna acha hai, Prabhupada must have done something wonderful. But how much struggle he went to? If we read Prabhupada's Leela Amrit, we can understand how much struggle Prabhupada went through. He is writing over there manuscripts. He is writing Bhagavad Gita, Bhagavatam. He is writing because his guru has given him the instruction, whenever you get money, print books. So he is taking Bhagavatam, translating verse by verse, like what we did here, word by word, verse by verse, purport by purport, painstakingly writing. And then one day he goes to search that where is it? And he can't find it. And he's asking, kidhar gaya, kidhar gaya? Then he asks his wife, have you seen it? And his wife tells him, Prabhupada's wife, before he became a sannyasi, he was married. His wife tells him that, no, you know, I sold it. So he thinks she's joking. Are you joking? I'm serious. He said, I had to buy some biscuits and ye. So maine wo raddi mein bech diya. Imagine what someone is putting their whole life's energy into. Someone just takes it and sells it in the raddi or, you know, whatever. What a blow, right? You're putting all your energy, your focus on that and someone just takes it away. Tukaram Maharaj, you know, he was forced to put all his abhangas into the Indrayani river. He did it. He's a pure devotee. So, what he can do? He said, my Lord, hi tumchi ichha ta theek hai. If this is your wish, my Lord, your wish will be done. He put the abhanga into the Indrayani and decided to fast and give up his body. He said that, no point now of my living. Kya fayda? You know, if what I am giving as a service to the Lord, if Lord doesn't want that service, what is the use of my life? This is a devotee. A devotee is not angry with the Lord. He's not angry. My Lord, kya ye itna sa mehnat kya ye fayda was ka? He's not angry. He is feeling guilty. He's feeling somewhere bad. Maybe I didn't serve the Lord. What is the point in my living if I can't serve the Lord properly? He won't give up his body. So Prabhupada, manuscript sold by his wife. Then with great difficulty in Jhansi, he started a small league of devotees. Gone. In some time, that also was closed down. Leela Amrit, excruciating detail they have given, how it was taken away. And Prabhupada is fighting hard to somehow hold on to it. Just by the power of time, it's taken away. Right? So painful. Finally, after great difficulty, he manages to get a ticket. He had 3 volumes of the first canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. With these Bhagavatam volumes, his bead bag, his faith in the words of his guru and the holy name, he left for the US. He had practically no money, nothing. He went there and he somehow started struggling, and there also he was typing, writing manuscripts. Someone stole his typewriter. How many setbacks? I mean, you see, Prabhupada Leela Amrit, well, after the movement started, 1965 he reached there, August 1965, September 1965 he reached there. But ISKCON was established 1 year later. That 1 year was misery. Sheer misery. So many setbacks. So, abhi Prabhupada mein think ki, aray, main to aapke hi ichha ki purti karne ke liye yahan aaya hu. I am struggling so hard
to fulfill your plan, my Lord. What is your plan? This is your plan to frustrate me. I am trying so hard, struggling so much. Old man, 70-year-old, born to United States, and over there I am trying to somehow start something. Matlab kuch hai hi nahi, no support from God, brothers, no money, nothing is there. I am trying, and there are typewriters, chura liya. What is this? Right? He can feel that way. But no. The beauty of a devotee is they accept the plan of the Lord. We say, no, why do bad things happen to good people? Bad things happen to good people also by the plan of the Lord. It is, yes, to some extent we say it is the karma. It is the karma of people that causes them to suffer or enjoy in this material world. But ultimately it's all happening under the grand plan of the Supreme Lord. And only those who are intimately connected with the Supreme Lord. You know, in the Bhagavatam, Sadhavo Hridayam Mayam Sadhunam Hridayam Tvaham. Krishna says in the Bhagavatam, when he's speaking to Durvas Muni, in the story of Ambarish Maharaj, he's telling Durvasa, who's come running to Vaikuntha, that Vaikuntha Lord Narayan tells him, ki bhai, mai bhi kuch nahi kar sakta. I'm sorry, I can't save you. Because you have offended my devotee. And there he quotes this verse. The devotee is always in my heart. I am always in the heart of devotees. So by hurting my devotee, you have hurt me also. So don't expect me now. Till my devotee forgives you, don't expect any mercy from me. Right? So, those who are intimately connected with Krishna, they can partly understand his plan. They also fully, they can't understand. That's why Bhishma Dev, he is one of the 12 Mahajans. No, what is Mahajan? We say, dharmasvatatvam nihitam guhayam Mahajana yena gathasa panta. Because dharmasya tattva, the essence of religion, is very difficult for one to understand. It's hidden, it's guya, and it is very difficult to understand. Therefore, what? Mahajana yena gathasa panta. Just follow in footsteps of Mahajan. So then you are safe. Acha, ye Mahajan hai, inka follow karna hai, theek hai. Then we are safe. Because understanding ourselves is very difficult. Scripture, we may get confused, we may get bewildered. But even that Mahajan, that Bhishma is one of the 12 Mahajans. He is telling over here, ki bhai, mujhse bhi palle nahi padta. I don't understand. But just accept this is the plan of that person. Ye jo khade na yahan pe, Murli wale, ye unka plan. It's his plan. So, we can try to understand, because the acharyas have Krishna in his heart, in their heart, therefore by their words, we can try to understand partly that why does Krishna do this with his devotees? Why does he allow them to go through so much difficulty? Why does he allow them to suffer like this? So, we can understand from the words of the acharyas, that Krishna is actually doing this for the glorification of the devotees. That these devotees, despite going through such horrible difficulties, where even their lives were in threat, despite that, they never gave up Krishna. They never gave up their devotional life. They never gave up their devotional service. They remain surrendered to Krishna. This is the lesson that we have to learn from the lives of these devotees. So, acharyas explained to us. Now, even in our lives, ye to ek hoge pure devotees who are glorified in the pages of the Srimad Bhagavatam and Chaitanya Charitamrita. But even in our lives, we are also aspiring devotees. We can't even say we are devotees. We are sadhakas who are trying kuch, you know, charana, athana, hum log kuch kar rahe hai, bhakti ka activities, to somehow try to attract the mercy of Srimati Radharani, ki she glances mercifully upon us, and then somehow we may become devotees. Right now, who are we? We are not devotees. We are just aspiring. We are trying to, by our activities, trying to show Krishna, ki Krishna, I have some mild interest in you. Not very serious. I am not too serious. Mild interest. With that mild interest, I am trying, my Lord, right? So, even in our lives, we see Krishna creates so many bewildering situations. So many things happen. We can't make out kya chal kya raha hai. Kabhi kabhi apne zindagi mein, in our lives, we have certain situations where we are forced to suffer. We don't want that suffering. We never asked for it. We in fact were planning and making efforts in the direction of enjoyment. In the direction of peaceful, good health. Mehnat kar rahe ki, like, you know, sometimes you are exercising. Like, I have this experience very, very often. I have ample realization of this fact that I am doing exercise. Why? So that my back will become strong. I have a weak back. That's one of my brands. Everyone knows me that I have a bad back. So I am doing exercise to improve my back. And because of the exercise, my back starts spinning. मतलब जो ठीक चल रहा था, exercise करने के वजह से कुछ गड़बड़ हो गया, and then back starts spinning, and then it pains for 2 months. 2 महीने तक चलता है वो. We can't comprehend what is going on, you know. But you have to understand that Krishna, Supreme Father, He knows what is our past. He knows हमने past में कितना क्या गुल खिलाए, उनको सब मालूम है. He knows what is our present. He knows what is our future also. So He arranges appropriate circumstances for our purification. So in the case of pure devotees, what Krishna is doing is for their glorification. But for us, our level, it is purification. Ki bhai, khao thoda lat. Because material world mein ho, you have chosen to come here. You have performed sinful activities in the past. Now take it in a concentrated way, you know, not like some, you know, matha, gada lassi, ekdam piyo usko, gada gada, right? And it's like tight slaps in the face sometimes. And we don't appreciate it. We sometimes, you know, when we, even if we can see Krishna's hand in it, that something in your life is going in a particular direction, you're trying very hard to fight it, not succeeding. It is just going inexorably towards that direction. You're trying your best. No success. At that time, we have to understand that this is the Lord's plan for us. Maine apni taraf se try kar liya, nahi ho raha. Accept. Theek hai, this is what Krishna wants. Accept it. Sometimes, you know, even children. You see, our children, they may dislike the decisions we take. Mostly they dislike what decisions we take. Children don't appreciate what the parents are doing. They don't understand the plan of the parent. Parent has a plan for the child. लॉन्ग टर्म प्लान कुछ हम सोच के हम लोग उनको कोई चीज रोकते हैं या कोई चीज उनसे जबरदस्ती करवाते हैं. देयर इज अ लॉन्ग टर्म प्लानिंग दैट इज गोइंग इनटू इट. बट आर द चिल्ड्रन एबल टू अंडरस्टैंड? नो, दे फील कि अरे मुझे फोर्स कर रहे हैं, सर्टन सर्कमस्टेंसेज आर बीइंग फोर्स्ड अपॉन मी. आई डोंट वॉन्ट दिस सर्कमस्टेंसेज. आई डोंट लाइक दिस. आई डोंट वॉन्ट दिस. दिस इज नॉट वॉट आई वॉन्टेड. एंड दे टेंड टू ब्लेम द पेरेंट्स दैट यू डिड दिस टू मी. But we have to understand that, okay, you know, like Krishna also, he is doing so much for us, but still we blame him. We still feel ki, arre, kya Gopinath itna sab kar rahe, thoda ek bar dekho na bhai, hamari taraf se bhi, thoda sa apne ko bhi mercy de do. And we tend to blame Krishna. Like children, we are like those children who don't understand that the Supreme Lord has a bigger plan, he has a grand plan for us. So the point that Srila Prabhupada makes in the purport is, even the great Mahajans like Lord Shiva, like Lord Brahma and Bhishma himself, who is relating this truth, they can't understand his plan. So hum kya samjhenge? If Shiva and Brahma, his whole body is made of only intelligence, but he can't understand. What will we understand? So, once His Holiness Radhanath Swami Maharaj in a lecture, he had said a beautiful point. He said that we sometimes try to understand what is going on. We try to understand Krishna. We try to understand Krishna's activities. Janma karma chame divyam. We don't understand. He said, only when we understand that we don't understand, then we begin to understand. Okay, very nice statement. He says, if you think you understand, then you don't understand. अगर आपको लगता है कि आप भगवान को समझ रहे हो, मतलब आप समझ नहीं रहे हो. यू अंडरस्टैंड दैट यू डोंट अंडरस्टैंड. बट व्हेन यू अंडरस्टैंड दैट आई डोंट अंडरस्टैंड, देन यू हैव बिगन टू अंडरस्टैंड. तो आपका शुरुआत हो गया अंडरस्टैंडिंग का, लाइक दैट. सो देन यू नो व्हाट वी सी, हाउ डू वी एक्सप्लेन व्हाट इज गोइंग ऑन दिस वर्ल्ड? सो मच सफरिंग, समटाइम्स एंजॉयमेंट, समटाइम्स सफरिंग, कभी खुशी कभी गम. हाउ डू वी अंडरस्टैंड? So, we can see what we see in this world is a very complex mixture. You know, it's like a bhelpuri. Bhelpuri mein kitna sara ingredient jata hai, right? Kurmura, do teen type ka chutney, tomato, batata, chana, ye, wo, sab mix karke. और कभी कभी वो एकदम स्वादिष्ट होता है, कभी कभी नहीं मजा नहीं आया, यू नो थोड़ा सा और तीखा डालो, राइट? सो दिस व्हाट वी सी इन दिस मटेरियल वर्ल्ड इज अ कॉम्प्लेक्स मिक्सचर ऑफ द डिजायर्स ऑफ trillions of living entities, so many living entities there, each of them has desire to do what? To enjoy. No one has a desire, I want to suffer. Thoda mereko suffering milna chahiye, you know, balance hona bahut zaruri hai zindagi mein. Everyone wants to enjoy. Not one living entity in this material world is thinking some suffering should come to me, I deserve it. Why Krishna, you are giving me such a comfortable life? Koi sochta hai aise? No, everyone knows that their suffering will come and they do their best to avoid it. So, everyone has desires, and then with those desires, for achieving those desires, we do certain karma, good karma, bad karma, whatever. So, the desires of trillions of living entity are colliding, asa takkar ho raha hai, with what? With their own karma, first. Pahla, mera jo desire hai, wo mere karmo se takrata hai. कि मेरा कर्म जो है वो खराब है लेकिन मेरा डिजायर बहुत बढ़िया है. आई वॉन्ट टू बी सम ग्रेट पर्सन, आई वॉन्ट टू बी मिलियनेयर, बट मेरे कर्म बड़े यू नो ऐसा वेरी पुअर कर्मा है फ्रॉम प्रीवियस लाइफ दिस लाइफ वेरी पुअर. देन हाउ यू विल बिकम मिलियनेयर? सो द यू नो द कर्मा इज टेकिंग इन दिस डायरेक्शन एंड योर डिजायर इज गोइंग इन दिस डायरेक्शन, ऑपोजिट डायरेक्शन. एंड देन बीच में पिस्ता कौन है? वो व्यक्ति कि अरे यार मेरा कोई डिजायर फुलफिल ही नहीं यार, भगवान मैं अपना आके इधर हर ट्यूसडे को आके ये चढ़ाता हूँ, गुरुवार को व्रत रखता हूँ, ये करता हूँ वो करता हूँ, कुछ हो ही नहीं रहा. अरे कैसे होएगा? आपका बैंक बैलेंस नहीं है पीछे, कैसे होगा? योर कर्मा बैलेंस इज फाइटिंग अगेंस्ट योर ओन डिजायर. एंड देन टू एड टू द कॉम्प्लिकेशन, ये कॉम्प्लिकेशन हो गया, खुद का कर्मा एंड डिजायर ऑपोजिट, उसमें और एक कॉम्प्लिकेशन एड हो गया, बाकी लोगों का डिजायर और कर्मा. बाकी लोगों का डिजायर तुम्हारे डिजायर से अलग है. यू मे हैव समथिंग प्लान्ड इन योर ऑफिस, इन योर बिजनेस, दैट आई वांट टू डू लाइक दिस, हम लोग ऐसा ग्रो करेंगे, हम लोग ये करेंगे, नया प्रोडक्ट बनाएंगे, लॉन्च करेंगे, ये करेंगे. यू मे हैव बिग डिजायर. टीम इज थिंकिंग कि अभी नेक्स्ट मेरा लूडो का स्कोर कैसे बढ़ाऊं मैं, how do I increase my game score, how do I watch the next series on so and so channel. Their plan is different and therefore their karma is different. So their karma, their desire starts colliding with your karma and your desire. So now another series of complications because of their desire, their karma colliding with your desire, your karma. And then over above all this, ye sab jo bacche log lad rahe hain wahan pe, unke upar मटीरियल नेचर इज स्माइलिंग एट ऑल फोर, सबको देख रही है. अच्छा बेटा तुम्हारा ये डिजायर है, तुम्हारा ये कर्मा है, ओके तुम्हारा ये है, ओके वेरी गुड. एंड द रिजल्ट कम्स फ्रॉम फिफ्थ ओनली. मतलब किसी का डिजायर कर्मा का जो क्लैश हो रहा है, रिजल्ट पांचवा कुछ आता है, क्योंकि मटीरियल नेचर एंड सुप्रीम लॉर्ड हैज अ डिफरेंट प्लान. दिस इज मटीरियल वर्ल्ड. व्हाई वी फील फ्रस्ट्रेटेड, व्हाई वी फील अनहैप्पी इन दिस मटीरियल वर्ल्ड? बिकॉज दिस इज द नेचर, दिस इज व्हाट इज हैपनिंग. So, you know, there's this story, you know, and it's happening under the grand plan. All this is happening under the grand plan of Krishna, which we can't see and we can't understand. So there's a story of a man who, you know, doesn't understand the plan of God. How we don't understand? So there was a man, it's a fictionary story, so don't take it very seriously, but get the lesson from it. There was a person who was a great devotee of Radha Gopinath. He came before Radha Gopinath, he said, you're not Gopinath, I'll say, some deity of Krishna. And he was, you know, he was thinking ki Bhagwan pura din khade rehte, whole day is standing like this. He must be so tired. You know, he said, my Lord, if you want, you know, I want to give you some rest. How can I serve you? I want to give you some rest. So, can I stand in your place for one day? You know, and you, aapko jaha, you know, jaake aana hai, aap jaake aao, you know, take it easy today, take a break. So it's a fictionary story, don't take it seriously. So the Lord says, yeah, okay, good idea. Aap khade raho yahan pe aur main zara ghum ke aa jata hu, lekin ek condition hai, ek I want to give you like, you know, one instruction so that, you know, kuch gadbad na ho. Wo kehte hain ki aap jo hai na, aap sirf dekho ki kya ho raha hai, aap kuch change karne mat jao, because what is there, what is happening is going to happen anyway. तो आप खाली ऑब्जर्व करो, बीच में मत पड़ो, अपना टांग मत अड़ाओ, एज दे से भगवान ने बोला टांग मत अड़ाओ. बोला ठीक है. देन आफ्टर सम टाइम व्हाट हैपेंस इज ही सीज वन वेरी रिच मैन, एक बड़ा अमीर आदमी. वन रिच मैन कम्स बिफोर द लॉर्ड, प्रेज माय लॉर्ड, मेरे बिजनेस में वृद्धि होने दो, लेट मी बी मोर सक्सेसफुल, लेट मी हैव चिल्ड्रन, लेट मी प्रेज वेरियस थिंग्स. एंड ही पुट सम डोनेशन, एंड व्हेन ही इज पुटिंग डोनेशन हिज वॉलेट फॉल्स डाउन, उसका बटवा नीचे गिर जाता. And then he goes a little, he goes out of the temple. That time, as he's going out of the temple hall, a poor man comes inside. He's praying to the Lord, "My Lord, I don't have food to feed my children also. Please do something for me." And then he sees the wallet. "Arre, Bhagwan, so kind of you. Mere liye aapne arrangement kiya hai, wo wallet utha lete hain aur nikal jata hai." And then, as soon as he goes out, one sailor comes inside. Sailor, jo jahaj mein jaate hai na. सेलर आता है एंड वो आके भगवान के सामने प्रे करे, माय लॉर्ड टुडे आई एम गोइंग ऑन अ लॉन्ग जर्नी, प्लीज यू नो प्लीज ब्लेस मी, सब सेफली हो जाए, सब ठीक से हो जाए. एंड एज ही इज गोइंग आउट दैट रिच मैन कम्स रनिंग इनसाइड विद द पुलिस, पुलिस को पकड़ के, बिकॉज मेरा बटवा शायद यहीं पे कहीं गया गिरा है. एंड ही सीज दैट सेलर स्टैंडिंग देयर, सो ही थिंक्स दिस फेलो हैज स्टोलन, इसी ने जरूर चुराया होगा, कहीं तो छुपाया होगा. So the police come, they grab the sailor, says, I don't know, I've not done anything. Don't, I have not stolen. Please, believe me, you have to believe me. I'm a sailor, I'm going for a trip. Why will I steal?" They just take him away to the police, they're taking him away to the police station. And this man who is standing in the DT, usko bolte lagta ki yaar dekho ye to galat ho raha hai. It's wrong. How can this happen? Hey, that poor man, he stole the, and this fellow, poor fellow, innocent fellow is being, कुछ गड़बड़ है, आई हैव टू सॉर्ट दिस आउट नाउ. सो इमीडिएट इज वेट, रुको. एंड देन एवरीवन सेड, हे आवाज कहां से आई? एंड दे सी द वॉइस कमिंग फ्रॉम द डीटी. सो यस, सेज वेट, यू आर मेकिंग अ मिस्टेक, दिस सेलर इज इनोसेंट, देयर इज अ मैन हु यू नो केम एंड स्टोल दिस पर्स, पुअर मैन, ही मस्ट बी जस्ट आउटसाइड, गो कैच हिम. सो दे रन, दे कैच हिम, दे ब्रिंग हिम, दे अरेस्ट द पुअर मैन, दे लेट गो ऑफ द सेलर, दे गिव द पर्स बैक टू द रिच मैन. एंड दिस मैन फील्स की देखो मैंने कैसा, भगवान का कुछ गड़बड़ था प्लान में, मैंने सब सही किया, आई हैव ऑर्गेनाइज एवरीथिंग प्रॉपरली. इन द इवनिंग व्हेन कृष्णा कम्स बैक, ही सेड, सो हाउ वाज योर डे, कैसा रहा? बोलते अरे बहुत अच्छा था, वेरी नाइस, ग्रेट डे, सब परफेक्ट चल रहा था, मैं आपका सब देख रहा था, आपकी लीलाएं सब देख रहा था मैं. एंड देन आई सॉ एक ये कुछ सिचुएशन हुआ, मैंने आई सॉर्टेड इट, डोंट वरी, मैंने सब ठीक कर दिया, आई हैव ऑर्गेनाइज्ड. एंड व्हेन ही एक्सप्लेन्स, कृष्णा सेज माय गॉड, नॉट ही डजंट से माय गॉड बिकॉज ही इज गॉड, बट ही सेज ये क्या कर दिया तुमने, व्हाट हैव यू डन. ही सेज दैट अरे यू डोंट अंडरस्टैंड माय प्लान. ही सेज दैट रिच मैन इज सो माइजरली, सच अ कृपणा, ही हैज नेवर, कभी जिंदगी में उसने एक पुण्य काम नहीं किया है, नेवर. एटलीस्ट अननोइंगली उसके हाथ से इफ दैट मनी हैड गॉन टू दैट पुअर, दैट पुअर मैन इज सो पुअर, ही हैज नो मनी टू फीड हिज फैमिली, ही वुड हैव died of hunger today. But because this money would have gone to him, he could have been able to eat something and feed his family. Now, because of your activity, that rich man, usko punya nahi mila, even unknowingly, garib aadmi ko aapne suffer, you know, he'll die of suffering. And then that sailor, he said, but that sailor ko to maine bacha liya. He said, no, that sailor, my plan was that if he was arrested, he would have missed his ship. एंड वो शिप का आज एक्सीडेंट होने वाला है, एंड ही वॉज नॉट सपोज टू डाई ऑन इट, बट नाउ बिकॉज ऑफ योर इंटरवेंशन दैट रिच मैन डिन गेट पुण्य, दैट पुअर मैन विल डाई ऑफ हंगर, एंड दैट सेलर विल डाई इन दैट एक्सीडेंट बिकॉज ऑफ योर इंटरवेंशन. सो द गॉड सुप्रीम लॉर्ड्स प्लान वी कैन नॉट अंडरस्टैंड, वी शुड नॉट इवन ट्राई, बिकॉज यू नो, सो दैट्स व्हाट प्रभुपाद सेज दैट डोंट इवन ट्राई, कोशिश भी मत करो. सो What is his plan then? भगवान का प्लान क्या है हमारे लिए? भाई हमसे क्या उम्मीद है भाई? ठीक है अभी आपका प्लान समझ में नहीं आ रहा है, तो हमसे क्या उम्मीद है, हमें क्या करना है? जरा हमको जरा एक प्रैक्टिकल बताओ ना भाई, क्या करना है? सो कृष्णा हिंट्स व्हाट इज हिज प्लान इन द भगवद गीता. द भगवद गीता वेरियस प्लेसेस ही कीप्स गिविंग अस हिंट्स कि उनका मन में क्या चल रहा है, व्हाट डज ही वॉन्ट फ्रॉम अस. फर्स्ट ऑफ ऑल कृष्णास प्लान ही स्टेट्स इन द भगवद गीता, ही सेज परित्राणाय साधुनाम विनाशाय च दुष्कृताम धर्म संस्थापनार्थाय संभवामि युगे युगे. ही सेज दैट माय प्लान इज व्हाट टू deliver the devotees and to annihilate the miscreants. That is my plan. Right? That is what he... And then through a series of verses, I'll just quickly run through, lack of time. In 4.11 he says, Yathamam prapadyante. So while he has come to annihilate the miscreants and deliver the devotees, deliver the pious, he reciprocates according to what, if you want to reciprocate with him as a devotee, he will reciprocate as a devotee. You want to reciprocate against him, he will reciprocate accordingly. That is again his plan. Then, Naham Prakasha Sarvasya, 7.25, he says that I never manifest to the foolish and intelligent, unintelligent. People who are foolish and who don't accept me, I don't manifest to them. Mera unke saath koi interaction ka koi sambandh nahi hai. I'm not interested. Then he discourages us. Krishna in the Bhagavad Gita, he discourages us from being in the material world. He says, Abrahma Bhuvana Loka Punaravartino Arjuna Maam Upechetu Kauntya Punarjarmana Vidyate. He says that this material world from where bottom to top, everywhere it is place of misery. Don't be in this material world. He says and in this material world, he says, this material nature is working under my control. He says, Maya Jakshena Prakriti Suyate Sacharacharam. Under my control, my direction, material nature is working. So, Mera plan chal raha hai. So, Mera plan and material nature are too powerful. Jaivi Esha Gunamai Mama Maya Duratya. She's too powerful. Wo plan ke against aap ja nahi sakte. So, he's telling, then what to do? Then what is to be done? Arjuna may ask. He says, Ananyas chinta yanto maam ye jana parvipasate, tesham biyuktanam yogakshemam vahamyaham. He says, if we engage in pure devotion, Krishna is saying, engage in devotional service, become my devotee. If you engage in pure bhakti, I will carry what you lack and I will preserve what you have. So first assurance Krishna is giving ki, aap bhakti karo, aapka, main dekh lunga, chinta mat karo, I will take care of you. Then he says, Tesham satata yuktanam bhajatam priti purvakam dadami buddhi yogam tam yenamam upayanti. So if we engage in bhakti, he gives us the intelligence also. Now that understanding starts coming. He gives us the intelligence by which we can come back to him. We don't want to understand Krishna, we want to serve him. Our purpose in coming to bhakti is not to understand. Paila merko samjhao, ye bhagwan kon hai? ऐसा क्यों करते हैं मेरे साथ ऐसा क्यों हुआ पर वो पास से यू नो समवन फॉलन इन अ वेल यू नो एंड समवन थ्रोज हिम अ रोप यू टेक द रोप एंड कम आउट उनसे पहला बताओ मेरे को अंदर किसने धकेला नहीं तुम्हें बाहर ही नहीं आएगा अरे रोप दे रहे ले वो बाहर लो फिर करो ना इन्वेस्टिगेशन पहला बाहर तो आओ सो वी ऑल्सो वी आर नॉट इंटरेस्टेड व्हाई वी फेल इन द मटेरियल वर्ल्ड काहे को दुनिया बनाई वी आर नॉट इंटरेस्टेड We are more interested in how we can get out of this material world. How we can get out of this miserable, conditioned life that we are in and how we can serve Krishna. So Krishna gives us the intelligence by which we can return to him. 10.10, 10.11, Jnana Deepena Bhashvata. He gives us the torchlight of knowledge by which our ignorance can be removed. And then in 11.54, he says, only by my undivided devotional service, I can be understood stand as I am standing before you. Only in this way you can understand, you can enter into the mysteries of my understanding. So here is the hint, right? So Krishna himself in the Gita is telling us that ऐसे ही आपको नहीं समझ में आएगा कि मैं कौन हूं मैं क्या कर रहा हूं तुम्हारे साथ ऐसा क्यों है नहीं समझ में आएगा इफ वी डू अनडिवाइडेड यू नो भक्ति देन ओनली वी कैन अंडरस्टैंड कृष्णा वी कैन एंटर इनटू द मिस्ट्रीज ऑफ माय अंडरस्टैंडिंग ही हिमसेल्फ इज एग्रीइंग कृष्णा इज एडमिटिंग कि मिस्टीरियस है बाबा मैं ऐसा क्यों करता है मुझे आई कैन नॉट एक्सप्लेन वेरी इजिली बट इफ यू परफॉर्म अनडिवाइडेड भक्ति You will enter into the mysteries of mind. Samajh mein aayega thoda aapko ye milega. Then he is saying, okay, so then what has to be done by us? Hum sabko kya karna hai? Mai sarvani karmani 3.30. He says, therefore, O Arjuna, surrendering all your works unto me. Do what you are doing, do it for Krishna. Surrendering all your works unto me with full knowledge of me. Understand, I'm Supreme Personality of Godhead. I'm your Supreme Loving Father. Full knowledge of me. without desire for profit. Don't do it because you want something. Karmanne vadikarase ma phaleshu kadachana. Don't be attached to the fruit without desire for profit. With no claims to proprietorship. Ki ye mera hai, ye meri jindagi hai, meri patni hai, mere bacche hai, mera ghar hai, mera business hai, mera ye hai. No claims of proprietorship. And free from lethargy, fight. So Prabhupada says this in essence is the message of the Gita. 3.30. In the Gita he says this. Tasmat sarveshu kaleshu ma manusmara yuddhacha. Therefore, thinking of me, do think of me at all times. Sarveshu kaleshu. Tasmat sarveshu kaleshu. Thinking of me, do your duty. And finally he says, yat karoshi, sorry, he says, man mana bhava mad bhakto mad yaji maam namaskaru maam evaishasi satyante pratijane priyosime. He says that, think of me, become my devotee, pay obeisances unto me. This way you will come back to me, you will be liberated from cycle of birth and death. He has explained his plan to you through the Gita. He says, do not fear. Do not fear about sinful reactions. Just surrender. Main dekh lunga. So this is the plan of Krishna. He comes to this material world. He has created this material world for our purification. He comes here. He advertises himself. So that we are attracted, we want to surrender and go back to Godhead. And he is very nicely, very nicely, very clearly explaining to us in Gita what he expects from us. That is his plan for us. Surrender. Do your work for him. Do it without attachment to the fruits. Surrender. And after giving his plan, what does he say? Yad ichchasi tatha karu. I have told you everything. Ab jai Shri Shri Radha Gopinath Bhagwan ki jai. जो इच्छा है वैसे करो, मैंने तो आपको सब बता दिया, राइट? सो दिस इज द ग्रैंड प्लान ऑफ द सुप्रीम लॉर्ड. सो श्रील प्रभुपाद सेज, आई विल नॉट टेक द अदर पास्ट टेंस सिंस इट्स ऑलरेडी 9:30. श्रील प्रभुपाद सेज, देयरफॉर द बेस्ट पॉलिसी, हम लोग तो एनीवे भगवान का प्लान समझ नहीं सकते, हमारी है औकात, कैन वी अंडरस्टैंड? नो. सो द बेस्ट प्लान, बेस्ट पॉलिसी प्रभुपाद सेज is simply abide by the orders of the Lord without argument. मतलब अपना बहुत ज्यादा दिमाग मत लगाओ. यू नो कृष्णा ने ऐसा बोला है बट ये तो प्रैक्टिकल नहीं है, मैं कुछ अलग करूंगा, मैं थोड़ा इसको वॉटर डाउन करके, थोड़ा डायल्यूट करके अपने लेवल से मैं करूंगा. नो, डोंट आर्ग्यू विद द प्लान ऑफ द लॉर्ड, जस्ट फॉलो. हाउ डज दीज ऑर्डर्स मैनिफेस्ट इन माई लाइफ? The orders of Krishna manifest in our life through the instructions of Guru. So even if we don't understand Guru's plan, sometimes what plans Guru has for us, that also we are not able to understand. Why is Guru Maharaj making me do this? Why did Prabhupada do this? Very difficult to understand. But we have to just follow the instructions. So that if we follow the instructions of Guru, we are acting as per the plan of Krishna. Just do your duty with faith. Do your devotional service with faith in the plans of Krishna and leave the results to the Supreme Lord. I'll end here. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Srila Gurudev ki jai. Srimad Bhagavat Mahapuran ki jai. Nitai Gaur Premanandi. Hare Hare. Hare Krishna.
Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.